A taste of winter is coming to the northern plains and upper Midwest, and we're going to see not only much colder temperatures, but high wind speeds and some blowing snow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. This change will occur gradually as we move forward from Friday through the heart of the weekend, and you're going to see a little bit of this perhaps as early as tomorrow, but it's not going to be all that different tomorrow. We do have a low pressure system that will be pushing across the area tomorrow that will likely bring a little bit of light snow and rain to portions of the region tomorrow night going into Friday morning. This system will only be a precursor to what's really going to come as we go from Friday into Saturday. We'll look for a dusting of snow with this across North Dakota and maybe northern Minnesota. There may be a little bit of rain and drizzle as well. It will be a beautiful day today, though, so get out and enjoy it. We do expect abundant sunshine, light winds, and we'll look for the wind to switch around to the south this evening and begin to increase ahead of that first disturbance. The afternoon temperatures today are expected to be mostly 40s across the north and 50s in the south, and tomorrow we'll likely see something similar with a few temperatures in South Dakota and South Central North Dakota possibly getting up into the 60s. Now that is the last of the warm weather, though. This second disturbance will begin to push across the region as we go from Friday night into Saturday, and that system will bring some snow and a little bit of rain to the Dakotas into southwestern Minnesota. The moisture totals with this will run upwards to maybe as much as a couple tenths of an inch, and we'll look for a dusting to maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow. It could snow a little bit greater, but the wind is going to blow it considerably, and the winds will likely howl across the region at between 30 and 40 miles per hour, and those will be the gusts. I would expect that to occur on Saturday. The temperature will be held back quite a bit. We're already going to be seeing a chill in the air already on Friday afternoon in the northern part of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, where upper 20 and 30 degree highs will occur. Saturday, we'll see those 20s and 30s expanding in North Dakota and northern Minnesota, but areas to the south will still be somewhat pleasant. We expect to see 40 and 50 degree highs Friday in South Dakota and southern Minnesota, but by Saturday, it'll be turning cooler there as well. Sunday will be the coldest day with broad-based 20 and some lower 30-degree highs likely across the area. Some partial recovery will occur Monday, and by Tuesday, we'll get back into some 40s and 50s. It's the nighttime temperatures that will be punishing. We expect to see lows on Thursday morning, still 20s and 30s, not bad. Friday will be similar, but when we get into Saturday and Sunday, we'll see teens and 20s common across the region, and I would not be surprised to see a few upper single-digit readings occurring in parts of the region. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.